Do you ever wish that there were more hours in the day? Well, I cannot give you that, but I can give you 7 tips to gain more time for teaching music. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
My middle son went to the high school that I taught at, and he was on the wrestling team 1 year. And I thought, I'm going to get lots of stuff done because he had wrestling practice. We lived about 30 minutes away from the school, and so I didn't have a chance to go home and then come pick him up back later. So even though school was out by 3 o'clock, we were there till 6:30 every day. I thought, I'm going to get caught up and I have plenty of time to get all my work done. That did not happen. At some point, my brain just burnt out and I had reached the limit of what I was going to do, or I had spent too much time staring at the screen. So there does come a limit to what we can put into as far as extra time into getting things done. These tips are meant to help you save more time, not necessarily to spend more time at your work, but so that you can spend less time at your work or more time doing what you really love doing and what you signed up for, which is teaching music. Tip number one, this is going to seem kind of obvious, but a lot of people don't think about it. Limit media time. Here's some tips to do that. Facebook can be a time suck, even with the helpful groups that are out there. Something that I've noticed, I'm a 53-year-old person, and I've noticed that some of my colleagues will reach out to people on Facebook, and I'm thinking, you have my number. You could have just reached out to me and we could have figured this out over a couple minute conversation. Plus, we could have made that connection. So it's easy to go onto these groups and post questions, and a lot of times we need to just reach out to the directors around us. I'm not saying to not be on Facebook. I'm just saying watch out that it can become a time suck and use up all your extra time because you think, oh, I'm just going to spend a minute looking at something, and then you end up spending 10 or 15 minutes on it. I'm guilty of that too. I have to be very careful of that. If you like watching TV, DVR your programs. A 1 hour program is actually about 40 minutes or so of show, so you can save some time doing that. I used to tell some of my students back pre-DVR days, I used to tell them, pull out your instrument before you watch your favorite show and practice during the commercials. And they would get a good 20 minutes of practice. And there were some who actually did that and took that advice. Tip number two, touch email one time and one time only. I worked with a lady one time who had over 1,000 emails in her inbox. And just looking at that number drove me crazy. My goal is to go to inbox zero every single day. And I do that by doing these five things. I do what the email says. So if it's a question that needs to be answered, I go ahead and do it and I'm done with it. If it's not something I can answer, I delegate it. So I will respond to the person right away and say, I'm very sorry. This is something you need to ask the principal. And in my reply, I'll copy the principal on it. Now it's out of my email box and I don't have to be worried about it. I might refer it. If someone were asking me, for example, about how to fix a clarinet, and it was a repair beyond what I could do, I would give them the email address or the contact info for the local music company. Now I've referred it, it's out of my inbox. File it. I've got probably about 12 or 14 different files that I have in my Gmail account, and I put these things in there, put the things in there that make sense. So it might be an invoice I've received, so I put that in the one that's marked invoices. It might be a travel reservation I've made, I file that into the one I call travel reservations. And then finally, you can delete it. If it's not something you're going to do later or refer or save, then just delete it and get it out of your inbox. Another thing you can do with email is to just check it two or three times a day. Turn off the notifications, and this is something the longer I teach, the more important I feel this is. Do not put email on your phone. When you leave in the afternoon, take a break from email. If it's an emergency, they know how to dial 911. Tip number three, the two-minute rule. The two-minute rule is if someone sends you something that you can get done, or you have a task on your to-do list that will take 2 minutes or less, then just do it and get it off of your to-do list. There's so many times we spend more time putting it off than we do to actually, than it would take to actually do the task. Tip number four, control your meetings. The first school I taught at, I was part of the graduation committee. And my only job involved in that, besides providing the music, of course, was to hire the rental sound system that we were using. We did a big outdoor ceremony, and we rented a nice sound system that came with its own sound person also. So I would sit in these meetings the first year or two, and about 40 minutes into the meeting, the person in charge of the meeting, who was the head of the school, would ask me if I had contracted with the sound. And I would answer yes and show him the contract that give him the details of when they were coming and what it was going to cost and all of that. Well, that's all he needed me at that meeting for. So I quickly learned that in the third year, I emailed him when he told us we were having the graduation meeting. And I said, here's the name of the company we have. Here's how much it's going to cost. I already submitted the check request. They're going to be there an hour early. They're going to have these number of microphones. Once I let him know everything he wanted to know, I would say, do I need to be at that meeting? And his answer was always, no, we don't need you there. That's all I needed you at the meeting for. If you have to be at a meeting that's not related to you, then you might ask if you can be, like maybe you're just given an announcement. You might ask if you can be at the beginning of the meeting so that you don't have to wait till 30 minutes in the meeting. Most people will accommodate that and be glad to do that. Tip number five, schedule time to get work done. I used to allow students into my rehearsal room during my plan time, during lunchtime. There were always students in there. Well, I never got anything done because they were always asking me little questions and usually things that could be answered at other times. I still have times where students can come in and get some help, but now I have times where I lock my door. I sometimes even turn off the light so that no one knows that I'm in there, just so I can get some stuff done. Maybe I'm working on grades, or maybe I'm working on lesson plans, and I really want to be focused and put my effort into that because I can be more efficient when I do that. Tip number six, consider your mission. Look at what your strengths and what your weaknesses are. For example, your weakness might be drill writing. Well, don't spend a ton of time doing it. Find a way to be able to pay to have someone to write the drill for you. Focus on your strengths. Think about it this way. If the football team needed some help and they said, oh, James, you have time on Thursday afternoons. Can you help us out on Thursday afternoons? Even if I had the time available, that's not the best use of my time. I would not be a good help to them. And it would be taking me away from my mission of teaching music. This is somewhat related to kind of give you the idea of your mission. There was a time I was the call person for a bunch of coffee shops that were here in town. There was a while when every church seemed to have a Friday night coffee shop. And I would go perform, and sometimes I'd earn $5. Sometimes I would earn $10. When I was doing that, I was stealing those gigs from high school students who would be happy to earn the $5 or $10. So if you think about that, when you're working in something that's not your strength, or something maybe you don't like doing, or it's not paying you enough, you're stealing that opportunity from someone who may be at the right moment in their life to benefit from that opportunity. Tip number seven, take a look at your life with an airplane view, big picture. Look at a week, a month, a year. Be deliberate about your schedule. For example, my anniversary is December 13th. And I have already a 2020 calendar printed out. And December 13th, that weekend, is blocked off because that's the time that I want to treasure my wife and show her the appreciation I have for her. Now, that's not to say if someone called me and they were going to pay me $2,000 to perform somewhere, I would be talking to my wife and asking her if I could go ahead and take that gig, because then we could have maybe a more fun anniversary weekend. But in general, that weekend is blocked off and it's not going to change. Same thing with a date night. Every Friday night is date night with my wife and I. That was one of the things I enjoyed the most about no longer teaching marching band, is that Friday night is always available. So think about the airplane view and think about your next year's goal and goals, more than one goal. One of my goals is to see my grandkids every 3 months. So that figures into gigs and extra commitments that I make, because I want to be able to say yes to my grandkids. And saying yes to my grandkids means that I have to be able to say no to other things. And saying no can be its own separate podcast, but that's something we all have to learn how to do. If you appreciate this podcast, think about supporting us on patreon.com. If you go to patreon.com/themusiced podcast, you have some different options there.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.